All right, good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you aboard here on Friday, coming up on 14 before 6 o'clock and 50 degrees this morning. It's May 22nd. What are your plans for the holiday weekend? I'm sticking around. I'm going to be greeter at church on Sunday, Valley Brook, downtown Eau Claire. So looking forward to that. Haven't been to church at Valley Brook in the month of May. We've been away this past Sunday and the first Sunday of the month, traveling for Teamwork Africa, first to Delano, Minnesota, this past Sunday in Abbotsford, about an hour east of here. In between, went home to see my mom for Mother's Day weekend, so was traveling back on Sunday. So, yeah, anyhow, that's keep staying around here. Peggy and I loading up and driving two or three huge boxes over to the cities to be shipped to Liberia today. And so she's meeting Lori Stasek, wife of our longtime sales guy, Dave Stasek, this morning at 9:30 to get some things into a third box. So, yeah, that's some of our plans. Today in history, it is May 22nd, the 142nd day of the year. On this day in 1802, the very first U.S. First Lady, Martha Washington, died at the age of 70. Also on this day, in 1939, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini signed a pact of steel that linked Germany and Italy to a military alliance. In 1955, Jack Benny signed off his last live radio broadcast following a run of 23 years on the radio. Benny's show then moved to television. In 1990, Hall of Fame boxer Rocky Graziano died at the age of 71 from heart failure. And on this day in 1992, after nearly 30 years as the king of late night, Johnny Carson ended his reign as host of NBC's Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. Here are Carson's final words to the audience.
I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
And of course, last night, after 11 years as the host of the top-rated late show on CBS, Stephen Colbert also hanging it up, not necessarily by choice, but he was told by the network, we're ending the show. So there you go. And finally, live in grace, walk in love, Bob Goff's devotion for us on this May 22nd. Titled, There's a Lot to Be Concerned About, There's More to Be Hopeful For. John 18:36, Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders, but now my kingdom is from another place. Goff says, I don't watch a lot of TV. I think the real world is way more interesting, but he says, because I have several friends who work for the U.S. government and I serve as the honorary consul for the Republic of Uganda to the U.S., I need to stay up on things. I'll be honest, though, he says, watching the news can be a real grind, can make a person think everything is doom and gloom and that nothing is good happens ever. I guess that's good for ratings, says Goff. But the sad truth is, throughout the world, every day something devastating is happening. A country overrun by war, a community crushed by a mass shooting, a person targeted for a hate crime. Still, says Goff, I believe God is at work to put an end to this suffering. Sure, he says, there's a lot to be concerned about, but we have even more reasons to be hopeful. Here's why. Jesus said his kingdom wasn't of this world. He said evil would win for a while, but that his kingdom of love would have the last word. And he said those of us who follow him will be the ones who are laying the groundwork for his return. We'll be the runners who sprint ahead with the good news of what's coming. So Bob Goff says, don't believe the people who tell you that there's no hope. It's everywhere. It's like the smell in the air right before the rains come. We have hope because we trust in the God who sits above every conflict. We bring hope when we choose to fix our eyes on Jesus rather than on all the distractions around us. So next time you hear bad news, ask yourself how you can hope in the midst of it. Today's question, a couple of them, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. What are you feeling hopeless about? How will you bring that to God? Okay, WIB.com/celebrations. That's where we go to get all the names for the potential winners. And again, I'm going to be going forward. So today is May 22nd. So anything today, the 23rd or 24th, let's tackle today first of all. I see that Stephanie Couts tells us, she says, my daughter will be celebrating her high school graduation at Chi High. She plans on attending River Falls next year. So I've got Stephanie Couts on the entrance side and Stephanie Couts on the recipient side. So, okay. Also, we told you about Nathan Fitzgerald yesterday. Also today, do we have another May 22nd? Yes, we do. This is Helen Fleer tells us about Justice Fleer. Says, my daughter is turning 14 years old and has a heart of gold. She's one of the most kind-hearted people you'll ever meet. Well, happy birthday to Justice today. And then I can see some things coming up. All right, then let's take it for, should we do tomorrow? Should we, all right, yeah, why not? For tomorrow, Jeff Hecker with a birthday. Cindy lets us know, Jeff is my husband of 31 years. He's a hardworking, dedicated family man who loves the Lord. So he's got a birthday on tap for May 23rd. Also, I thought I saw May 23rd, an anniversary. Here it is. Yes, Samuel Duquette. We heard about this from Samuel yesterday, what you're most looking forward to this summer. But at whip.com/celebration, Samuel says about he and his wife, Susan, he says, we were married last year on May 23rd, just a year ago. So happy one-year anniversary tomorrow. He says, so this will be our first wedding anniversary of 1 year married. We are heading down to the Ark in Kentucky for our wedding anniversary. So that'll be fun. Says, I look forward to getting to know my wife for the next eternity plus years. Yes, absolutely. So those are some celebrations from whip.com/celebrations. Thanks so much for sharing there. Quickly to Facebook, where we learned that Maisha Kinney has a birthday today, and she just gave birth to her first child. That's her Facebook picture, so congratulations to her on her birthday as much for becoming a mom. Amanda Hofacker, Dwayne Mickelson, Josh Bowen, Beth Peterson, Kirk Militzer, Raymond Augustiniak, Stacy Manser, Jamie Stout, Sarah McCutcheon, Dean Gertis, and Rios Araceli. A lot of birthdays on May 22nd. It's another Film Friday on WWIB where we are family. And Andrea Polnasek, the award-winning screenwriter and very active in the movie biz with her sister Alexandra, is on the line. Again, you want to check out ChippewaFallsMovie.com because she has plans to make a movie here in Chippewa Falls and hopefully more than one, right, Andrea?
That's right. Yeah, I made the pledge that we're going to make one a year for the next 10 years.
Now, we ended last week by talking about fundraising, so we'll maybe want to touch on that again, because if you don't raise the funds, you can't do the film, right?
That's right. That's right. And I'm not sure if I shared this last week, but one really exciting piece of news is that we have joined with, we've partnered with MyCon so that the movie's going to be a MyCon original. And I was able to announce that last week, which was really fun news.
Now, what does that mean?
It means just like when you watch a movie that says Amazon original or I can't think of another the company at this moment, but the movie will be for multiple things. One, it will be a MyCon original. We will premiere it at Chippewa Falls MyCon. We will also show it through the independent film or theater owners of the Midwest and do a limited theatrical release that way. And MyCon will be a very central partner with advertising and marketing and sharing the movie with the world.
Yeah. One of the things I guess that you learned on your recent trip to Georgia in shooting Breaking Joy, which your sister Alexandra was directing, is the fact that American movie making, as we head toward 250 years old, is kind of on the outs a little bit. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I had some really interesting news when I was talking to some of the crew that work mainly in Atlanta, Georgia, which really had become kind of a hub of movie and television. Tyler Perry films there, and the Marvel movies were being made there. But they said that things were slowing down and drying up. And when I curiously asked why, they said because film and television was going overseas for lots of different reasons. And that just really actually kind of sparked something in me that here we are looking to not only make a movie in America, but in Wisconsin and very specifically in Chippewa Falls. So keeping the jobs here and the movie making here.
In fact, Governor Evers signed legislation that passed the legislature that really made it much more incentivized for folks like yourself to make movies here. In fact, you were a part of when he visited MyCon Chippewa here recently, right?
I was. It was wonderful. Governor Evers was doing a little bit of a press tour and sharing that the incentive had been reinstated here in Wisconsin, which means that if you meet the criteria, which is a certain amount of people that are employed here in Wisconsin, and a certain amount of money that is spent within the parameters of Wisconsin that you're eligible for in incentives.
Again, your first vision is for a Chippewa Falls Christmas movie, and people can learn more. We're giving this, but please go check ChippewaFallsMovie.com. It's all one word, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. And again, under About, you'll find a three-minute video from Andrea talking some. And then also under Support, you'll see another video clip that we saw debuted on the silver screen there at MyCon some time back, but about a Chippewa Falls Christmas movie. And you can see why with the Christmas parade and Irvine Park and the Christmas tree farm, it just sets up like such a natural fit. I'll give you the closing word.
Well, I think that Chippewa Falls is the best kept secret. It is a Hallmark city, and it does Christmas better than anyone else.
Please go check ChippewaFallsMovie.com. ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Well, as we head into summer, we thought we would regale you with things you can never have enough of with kids.
Keep these stockpiled in your purse or in your car or in your home. Things you can never have enough of with kids. The first one is socks.
Yeah, because sometimes they get lost in the laundry, right?
Sometimes with Teddy, I'm just like, you know what? It doesn't matter if they match. As long as you have two socks on, let's go.
Yeah, right. Also, things you can never have enough of with kids. Band-Aids. Yeah, that's for sure.
You're always going to need them for your kids, for other people's kids. It happens. Snacks.
Uh-huh.
Things you can never have enough of with kids. I have to say, as a husband, I'm glad my wife always seems to have snacks.
Yeah, and somebody was brilliant and came up with the term fruit snacks, right?
Right.
Also, toothbrushes. You can never have enough of those.
Things you can never have enough of with kids. Wipes, yes. Huh? Whether it be disinfectant wipes or just regular wipes, there's always going to be sticky hands and faces.
Things you can never have enough of with kids. How about sleep?
That's going to be a tough one to get. How about chargers and charging cables? There's always a device that's running low on battery.
You know what you're going to need with kids, and maybe more into the cold and flu season, tissues.
Yes, things you can never have enough of with kids. A few more here on the WIB Wake Up Show as we head into the unofficial start of summer, school year winding down. How about things you can never have enough of? Sippy cup lids, the ones that always go missing. It never seems to have the cup and the lid in the same place at the same time.
Maybe they're where the socks are. You can never have enough hair ties.
How about paper towels? Cleaning up the messes.
And finally, you can never have enough arms.
Especially if you have littles, because there's always someone who needs to be picked up. Mm. Plus, they want you to hold everything that they find. It's a blessing to have children, but it's hard work. We appreciate all of you parents so much. We are family here at WWIB. Go.
New research says we should be getting at least 560 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise each week.
Researchers were unavailable for follow-up questions as they had to go work out again.
Keep moving.
Earth survived a Monday night asteroid flyby.
Yeah, the asteroid took one look at the evening news and said, no thanks.
Don't blame it.
India's population will reach 1.5 billion very soon.
That's roughly 4.5 Americas or the crowd at Costco on a Saturday.
True that.
Americans are now among those caught up in the latest Ebola outbreak in Central Africa.
Nothing says authentic study abroad experience quite like an emergency evacuation by the CDC.
Indeed.
In a battle of the billionaires, Elon Musk lost his lawsuit against the company behind ChatGPT.
In response, Elon plans to buy the judicial system and rebrand it as X Court.
Good luck.
The Rolling Stones have a new song, and AI was used in the video to create a younger version of the band.
Yeah, the AI versions of the guys still needed to nap halfway through the chorus.
Right.
And finally, speaking of aging, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to return to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They've already replaced the Gatorade on the sidelines with Ensure.
Enjoy.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, coming up even sooner than One Fest is Empty Bowls 2026. This is the largest fundraiser of the year for Feed My People Food Bank right here in Eau Claire. It is May 28th, 6 days away, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., May 28th at Feed My People in Eau Claire. And so Susie from Feed My People joins us. Susie, welcome back to WWIB. I know you're a frequent guest. Always good to see you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So 6 days away from, I'm not incorrect in saying this, right? Your largest fundraiser of the year in Empty Bowls 2026. Tell me about what's going on.
Yes, so we are looking forward to it as always. It's our 26th annual fundraiser, and I think it's bigger than ever. We have so many things going on, and we really invite anyone from the community to come. It's free admission, and so you can just show up and join the festivities. But if you want to contribute to the fundraiser, that's where the tickets come in. And The tickets involve bowls and food. And the bowls are bowls that are donated by many local artists and also students. And so you'll see bowls of all made by all kinds of abilities there.
Yeah.
And you can choose one of your own to bring home.
And you've brought one in here, too, that's beautifully crafted as well, too. And to know that this is something that was handcrafted by local artisans, local artists, local students as well, too, is something really neat. And it's the helping hands of the community. And that's what makes Feed My People Go, is a community that gathers around saying, hunger is a solvable problem. This problem of food insecurity, not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, that affects families, affects students, affects senior citizens, affects so many right here in Western Central Wisconsin. This is a problem that can be solved. And you guys are again, kind of that go between the heart and the action and saying, let's make this happen. Let's get food into the hands of those who need it.
Yes, we're so grateful to everyone who shows up, because every bowl that goes home with someone really symbolizes making a difference. You're literally helping to fill the bowl of another person in need just by showing up and taking one home.
And speaking of the festivities, so Kevin's Juggling and Balloons is going to be there, outdoor games, live music, 6 different food trucks as well, too. So 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on May 28th, there's going to be a lot to do. And this is very family-friendly. Kids absolutely welcome and encouraged. And we hope lots of folks will come out for this. I mean, those food trucks you were talking to me off the air, those sound fantastic.
Yeah, we have 2 new food trucks this year. One of them is so new, I don't think anyone's even heard of it. It's called Potato Potato.
Love it.
And every food truck has a different signature dish that is what your food ticket specifically can be redeemed for. So you can pick one of those items and really make your own meal. And the whole thing is really a choose your own adventure, whatever way you want to participate.
So let's just mention the food trucks: Big Papa Barbecue, Island Vibe, Live Great Food, Ramon's Ice Cream, Potato Potato, as you mentioned, and Nene's Tacos. And so if folks are saying, all right, this sounds interesting, where do I get tickets? How do I support? How does that happen?
Yes, you can get tickets online at fmpfoodbank.org, or you can come day of the event and purchase tickets there. To get a bowl plus a meal ticket, that's $25, or you can get just a meal or just a bowl, depending on how you want to contribute.
So again, if people just want to show up, absolutely they can. If they want to contribute, they can do that online to get those tickets or day of. But again, Feed My People, fmpfoodbank.org. And it really is, I think, a great encouragement to you guys as well, Susie, when the community shows out in full force for what is your largest fundraiser of the year. The weather looks good, but just to know that the community stands with you and stands behind you in what you're doing. This is a 14-county area that Feed My People serves, so it's not just an Eau Claire thing, not just an Eau Claire Chippewa Falls thing. This is all throughout Western and even in parts of Central Wisconsin.
That's right. It is incredibly heartwarming and encouraging to see so much support come out, because we are here because our community wants us to be here. We're community funded, and so it's because of you that we can make this all possible.
And if folks are saying, okay, well, where is this event? So Feed My People on Alpine Road, kind of the northwest side of Eau Claire, if you know where Menards West is over there, where Pizza Ranch is over there, not too far away. And again, your exact address is?
2610 Alpine Road, Eau Claire.
Use the Google, folks. You can get there. And again, Feed My People's annual Empty Bowls event. Susie, thank you so much for coming in. And again, more info, I know, on your social media, but also Feed My People's fmpfoodbank.org.
Thank you, Caleb.
Always good to see our friends from Feed My People. Go out and support that again, May 28th, 6 days away, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
We have boiled a week's worth of programming down to less than 4 minutes. This is this week's Best of the Week.
Hi, this is Lori from Fall Creek, and the highlight of my weekend was watching our youngest son graduate from UWEC. Congratulations, Philip.
And a drive to right. This ball is hammered. For Bowers, and the Brewers have put up a snowman at Wrigley.
Jeff Levering on Brewers TV last night as the Brewers began their series with a win at Wrigley, beating the Chicago Cubs 9-3.
The 2026 Sweets and Snacks Expo begins in Las Vegas tomorrow. The massive expansion of the Flaming Hot flavor profile into mainstream snacks got its first big exposure at this very expo.
So this could, again, this expo could be the jumpstart, the catalyst for the next big trend in snacking.
Tito's has probably done a good job marketing that, because right away I think of, when I read Flamin' Hot, I think of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't say, as someone who's bearing down on 39 years old, that I particularly love Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
But the young folks do, so.
One time I even tried, it was like they had a macaroni and cheese. That was different.
It is.
Rachel Whitehall,
Well, the highlight of my weekend was, super grandma time with two of my precious granddaughters.
Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. What a great prize in store for you, courtesy of Stu and the crew at Badger Steel in Rice Lake. We're giving away a pair of OneFest tickets. These are full event OneFest tickets with parking as well. One in five people say this causes them stress. One in five people say what causes them stress. We've said marital stress. This causes stress in a marriage, according to the data. Then we had another clue earlier on this hour.
Yeah, the earlier clue this hour was it's a first world problem. I can say I lived two school years in Liberia. This was never a cause of marital stress there for any couple I knew. And then third and finally, we've got another clue.
We do have another clue. Think outdoors.
Justine from Chippewa.
Justine, go ahead.
Is it golfing?
Is it golfing? One in five people say this causes them stress. I thought golfing is supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah.
But
do you golf, Justine?
We did. We used to as a couple.
Maybe it caused too much stress. Sorry to keep you on, but
you win! You're going to OneFest! How did you put it together, Justine? How did you figure it out?
Well, it was earlier. I was trying to call earlier, and you said it's caused stress in a marriage, and I thought of a few friends. And I just know that wives tend to complain about their husbands golfing too much, and I don't know. It just came to my mind.
Yeah. One in five people say this causes them stress. Stress in a marriage, first world problem. Think outdoors. It's golf.
And this,
all things.
Was this the first time you called in the last couple of days?
Today I heard it this morning.
Yeah.
After school drop-off.
There you go. Yeah. First try.
Well done, Justine.
Hey, this is Rosa Smith. We celebrated our baby son's birthday over the weekend. He's 46.
There's a fly ball. Deep left center, headed towards the bleachers and in the basket and gone. Bryce Terang, a two-run shot. The Brewers will take that shot in the arm.
Jeff Levering last night on Brewers TV as the crew secured a series win over the rival Chicago Cubs, 5-2 the final.
Hi, this is Eric from Chippewa. The greatest highlight was when I was at church and my children decided to do the kids section, children's section at LifeSpring Fellowship, and my shirt was their memory voice, my sweatshirt I wore, and it was Philippians 4:13.
There we go, the best of the week, WWIB.
Thanks, as always, for putting that together. Have a week's worth of shows condensed to 3 minutes, 53 seconds. Thanks so much for joining us here on WWIB all throughout the week.